Right. Now, I know it's early in the morning, but I wonder, who's brought their brain with them this morning? Nobody. I hope somebody has. What about some of the rainbows? Yes. You've got your thinking brain this morning. We're not sure about that. Anyway, we're going to have two words come up on the screen. Anybody tell me what they say? Yes. Mothering Sunday. That's today, isn't it? Sunday, when we think about our mothers, and also about the mother, the church. Now, what I'd like you to do is to see if you can make some other words for Mothering Sunday. Yes. Son? S-U-N, yes, son. Yes. Mother, yes. That's good. Her? Hurt? Her, H-E-R. Yes, yeah. Right, yes. Day, yes. Say a bit louder. Moth, moth. Oh, that's a good one. A moth. It's over there. Say a bit louder. Ring. Yes, got ring there. That's good. Any? Yes. Yes. Did you hear that song? Right. Yes. Catherine. Ray, say, R-A-Y. Rain, right, okay, rain. Yes, don't want to do that today, though. Yes. A bit louder. Other, yes. The, yes. The hugs. H, yes, hugs. How many have we got, Tom? Oh, it's quite a lot, isn't it? Any others? Yes. Say it again. Dear. But D-E-A-R or D? Right. No, right, Catherine. Louder. House? Right, yes. Okay, one more. Abby. Stare. S-T-A-R. Yes, very good. Ha. Right, well, I think you've done very well considering it's so early in the morning. Now, we're going to look at some other words now. And the first word is hugs. Right. Now, who likes a hug? Yes. Well, some people don't like hugs. Oh, that's interesting. Huh? Oh, well. Well, most mums and those who care for us are very good at hugs, aren't they? Yes, yeah, nothing like a mum's hug. When we feel hurt or sad or rejected, a hug can tell us how much we're loved and accepted. Right, our next words are naughty one. Right. Have we got any naughty people here? No. Oh, we've got one. Right. Ah. Only one. Well, at least we've got somebody who's honest. Huh? Well, this is cheating, really, because it's two words, isn't it? But it is worth considering it, for it helps us to think about mothers and understand something about Jesus. For however naughty we are, good mothers always forgive us. And Jesus came to teach us that God, too, always forgives. Right, our next word is doing. Doing. Parents. parents and those who care for us spend lots of time doing things. Just think of all that washing and ironing and cooking and cleaning and shopping and taxi driving, helping with homework, and so on. All those doing things that mums do for us. And one of the best ways of learning is by doing things together. So think about the things you do with your mum or dad, with grandparents, with friends, all the things you do together and how you learn. Our next word is strength. Now, parents need and show a lot of strength. Being a parent is the most important job in the whole world. I'll say that again. Being a parent is the most important job in the whole world. And you need to be strong to do it. And the world needs to recognize and value the strength it takes. And our last word is nurse. Parents sometimes have to take upon the role of a nurse, don't they? They have to think of the times that they have to, well, think of the times they have to decide if you are ill enough to miss school or if you're just pretending. Right. And if you are really ill, then you need lots of loving care, don't you? And lots of hugs. Parents and those who care for us hold us in their hands just like God cares for us. We're now going to have a look at some of the words from that piece from the Bible. And the first word is, just wait for Tom to get ready, yep, is the word rise, R-I-S-E. Okay. And in the passage we heard, this child, so the baby Jesus, is chosen by God for the destruction and the salvation of many in Israel. Now, when Jesus grew up, he went around and he taught people about God. And he came and he mixed with those who felt that they didn't matter to anyone. They were considered unimportant. And he helped such people to know that they were accepted by God and of great value to him. And this is still true today. Jesus will accept each one of us just as we are because everyone is special to God. But I wonder, can we do the same? Are we friendly to everybody? Or are the people we don't like because they don't dress the same as us? Or they don't speak the same? So it's perhaps one thing to think about when you go away from here. Do we accept people as our friends, everybody we meet, or do we exclude them, turn away from them, not be friendly? Our next word is hated. So Jesus was a sign from God which many people would speak against. And as we come up to Easter time, we remember that Jesus was hated by the leaders of the day. And this is what Simeon was talking about in our Bible passage. Now, no parent likes the thought that their child would be unpopular, but sometimes people have to stand up for what is right, and that can make you unpopular. So we have to think, is something right? Is this something we're going to stand up for? And if it is, then we've got to do that. Our next word is hearts. In our hearts, we have many thoughts, many secret thoughts. And a great deal of parenting seems to be about things outside us, not in our head. But we looked earlier at the word doing. And modern research into human development is revealing just how important the experience of being loved is to brain development. And in babies, the way they learn is by responding to people being in contact with them. And although the gospel writers didn't benefit from the insights of modern science, it's interesting to know how perceptive and thoughtful are the writings of these ancient teachers. They didn't know about science, but they did know what they saw. And the Bible is full of writings about the importance of love and the importance of God's love, often using these beautiful mental pictures of a parent and child. Our inner thoughts matter to each other, and God knows them. In his prayer with the Father, Jesus shows us a perfect relationship of communication and communion between father and child. Our next word is hurts. And in our reading we had those words, and sorrow like a sharp sword will break your own heart. And as we come up to Easter, we think of how Jesus dying on the cross and how terrible that must have been for his mum, Mary, when she saw that. When Mary heard these words when Jesus was only a little baby, we don't know what she made of them then. But we know that Simeon was proved to be correct when we come up to Easter time. So parenting is not a pain-free process, and there is no pain-free life. But in sending his son to live a human life and die on the cross, God showed us that he understands this and that he suffers besides us. But in the resurrection too, on Easter Day, he showed us too that Jesus overcame sin and death and has opened the way to God for everyone. As Easter approaches, we have a new opportunity to enter into this mystery and celebrate what God has done for us. And today we remember Mary too, not just as a model of motherhood, but also a Christian willingness to undergo suffering to further God's purposes. And we can learn from her example of obeying God's will.